Olot Perek Yudalid Mishnah Hey. Okay, so we've been talking about these shelves, zizim, whatever you want to call them, ledges, decorative extensions, whatever. But they're protrusions from the wall around the house, or they're right on top of the doorway, or on top of the window. And we had a lot of different tsuras that we were discussing. Let's talk about now just these shelves. They're not over a door. They're not over a window. We've got shnei zizim. The problem over here is we've got one on top of the other. We've been talking about the way that the ziz interrelates with the doorway and whether it could bring the tumah into the house or out of the house. But what would be the din of one over the other? Now, what we want to get to, obviously, is the very exciting issue of what happens if one extends out a little bit longer than the other one does, because that really will continue the discussion that we had before about how does less than a tefach join up with another carbon where you don't have an overhang of one or the other of a tefach. In order to begin getting to that, which is what we discussed in the previous Mishnah, we want to first discuss, just to make sure that you have it absolutely clear, if the two shelves or whatever they are, zizim, let's call them shelves. So you've got two shelves that are exactly the same size, one over the other. So the halacha is very clear, right? If you have shnei zizim, zel gabi zeh, and you have a tefach between the two shelves, and you have a tefach between the bottom shelf and the ground, and each of them is precisely a tefach, also extension. So then you've got a tefach, an in-length tefach, al tefach, you got a cubic tefach, and therefore each one of these zizim, each one of these shelves is a separate ohel. And therefore, what's the din? Well, if the tumah is on the ground underneath the lower shelf, then only things under the lower shelf are tameh. The moment the tumah hits the lower shelf, pow, it can't go any further because there's an ohel on top of it. If the tumah is between them, okay, then obviously everything between them is filled with tumah, and the tumah can't go up because the upper shelf is a perfectly valid ohel, being that it is a tefach above the other shelf, and therefore it can't go up because it hits the upper shelf. It can't go down because the lower shelf, I put in my nickel, the lower shelf is also going to block tumah from going downwards, and therefore only the area directly in between is going to be tameh. If you put something on top of the top shelf, what's the din? Well, remember, if there's no ohel to spread tumah, then what happens is that we have the radiation of tumah. Radiation of tumah goes only straight up and down. It doesn't spread, and it's like a laser beam. And therefore, only something that's going to be hit directly by the tumah will be tameh. It can't go down because it has a real ohel underneath it, but it can go straight up. So kenegdo, and when it says kenegdo, it means like a laser beam, not spread. So kenegdo ad l'rakia tameh. Okay, but what about if we have an extension? So let's say the upper shelf extends beyond the lower shelf. In other words, it sticks out of the house a little bit more. And it sticks out by a whole tefach. So there's an extra tefach. The bottom one is a tefach. The top one is two tefachim, let's say, right? So then the halacha is, and here we've got the classic case of an overlap of a full tefach. If we have an overlap of a full tefach, then we know that that integrates the oyalim. And therefore, in that case, wherever the tumah is, I don't care where it is, if the tumah is underneath the lower one or it's between them, the din is the whole area is one because you have a full oil that is sticking out and is covering even the stuff that's on the ground or the stuff that's beneim. It doesn't matter. The entire thing is one area. And therefore, the tumah goes from one to the other because of the overlap. If you put it on top, then obviously it can only radiate up. So then, kenegdo ad l'rakia tameh. It can't go down. But suppose you have less than a tefach overhang. Now this, you can see how this relates us back to the Mishnah yesterday in the machlokas that we had over there, about if you've got three etzpaot with the machlokas of Reb Eliezer, Reb Yehoshua, that go over the doorway, whether that is also considered to be a mixture. So here we've got less than a tefach. And the elyon is odef ala tachton, but it's not, it's let's say an inch sticking out an inch further from the house than the shelf beneath it. What is the din then? So then if the tumah is underneath the whole business, meaning it's underneath the lower shelf. So then, inachinami, takteim uveneim tamei, since it's going now from the main area, So the main area, it still hits that upper part, and that is all considered to be one. So it's going to go from the main part to the tufel part. So that would mean that if I have a pekizayas min ames on the ground, underneath the lower shelf, the tumah is going to go up to the extension, because the extension is the same way that there's an extension over a door. And that is going to spread to the rest of the upper shelf. So that means the whole area is going to become tumah. But the question is, can tumah go from the extension only back to the main section? And that's the issue that we had yesterday as well. If you have a kezias min hames that is only under the extension, so in other words, it's under the extra inch directly, so it's either on the ground directly under it, or it's being held under it, I don't care. But the point is, if it's under only the lower ledge, or it's held up directly only under the extension part of the upper ledge, then we get back to Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, Tachteim uveneim tamei, it's exactly the same thing. In the same way that the tumah goes from the main section to the tufel, it goes from the tufel to the main section, which is exactly what we said yesterday about the house. It'll go in both directions. But Rabbi Yehoshua will say exactly what he holds before. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, beneim v'tachat hamotar tamei. Yes, I agree that things that are underneath that extra inch, that will be considered to be tamei, because that's all one oil, obviously, vis-a-vis the upper piece. But tachteim tahor, if it's underneath the whole thing on the ground, then it's tar, and the tumah that's underneath the extension of the upper ledge is not going to extend into the lower shelf, ledge, z's, whatever we want to call it. And therefore, the same way that he holds, that it only goes in one direction. That tumah, that's what he said before, tumah goes more from inside an ohel to the outside than from the outside to the inside, and it needs to have an overlap in order for that to work.